Folks, I just want to go back to this just for a moment or two, because I want to say something which will not just be for the children, but as we think of the story of the wise men, I want to just suggest that in the same way that the wisdom that brought them to seek Jesus, and the worship that they would have presented to the Lord Jesus as they brought their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and then the wonder, because let me ask you this. We maybe don't always think about this, but whenever the wise men went back to their homes, I wonder what they were thinking about. I wonder what they talked about. Well, can I suggest to you this morning that they would have talked about what they had seen? The extraordinary circumstances and all the different things that had happened. And at the very heart of it, Jesus. They would have talked about Jesus. And I suspect until their dying day, because those wise men, like the rest of us, would have had their ups and their downs, and they would eventually have grown old and died. And I suspect this morning that until their dying day, that they would have remembered that event in Bethlehem when they saw the Christ child, and they would have passed that message on to others. And I want to just leave with you this morning this thought from the story of the wise men, that we have in the story of the wise men a picture of the Christian experience. Because the Christian experience is, first of all, coming to realize the wisdom in seeking Jesus. Wise men sought Jesus. They still do. They still do. And I want just for a moment to just get you to think, hopefully, why is it a wise thing to seek Jesus? Notice what I'm saying. I am not, and I do repeat myself here, I say this all the time, but I make no apology in saying it. Because like any teacher, I subscribe to the idea that sometimes you just have to say things again and again, and then eventually the penny will drop, hopefully. I am not saying that we are to seek religion. I am not saying that we are to seek morality. I am not saying that we are to turn over a new leaf and try our best. I am saying that we are to seek Jesus. And why should we seek Jesus? Well, there are many things that could be said. Let me remind you this morning that Jesus was the one who made amazing claims. He claimed to be God. Now, we take that for granted, but that is an extraordinary thing for anyone to say. There have been many, many good and great people in the world, yet none of them actually said the things that Jesus said. The same is true of the religious leaders in the world. None of them actually claimed to be God. You think of Confucius or Muhammad or Buddha or Socrates or any of these great leaders of the great ideas of the world. None of them ever claimed to be God, but Jesus did. He said, I and the Father are one. He kept going around saying these things. He kept taking upon his lips the I am phrase, which the Jewish people in their Bibles would have known was only given to God. Jesus kept saying, I am the door. I am the shepherd. I am the light. I am the resurrection. And something else that is surprising but amazing, he claimed to be able to forgive sins. Again, we take that for granted. But that is an extraordinary thing. It was C.S. Lewis who famously said in his Mere Christianity, in the mouth of any speaker who is not God, these words, I forgive you, would imply what I can only regard as a silliness and a conceit unrivaled by any other character in the history of humanity. Like if somebody came to you and said, not only do I forgive you for the things that you did to me, but I forgive you all your sins, all the things that you've ever done, I don't think you would listen to them too long. You'd think they were cracked. But Jesus kept going around saying to people, I forgive you. Your sins are forgiven. He claimed the right for people to fall at his feet and to worship him. So what do you make of Jesus? His claims? Are they the claims of a liar? Are they the claims of a lunatic? Or are they the claims of actually one who really was who he claimed to be? And you see, Jesus not only made these big claims, but he went to the cross and he died for our sins. And then on the third day, the tomb was empty. So there are some pretty good reasons why you should seek after Jesus. And maybe you say to me today, well, I know this person or I know that person and they claim to be a Christian and I don't really think much about it. Really? That's not the issue at all. You and I could think up of all sorts of examples of people who maybe make all sorts of claims. But that's not the issue. You'll always get bad examples of things in life. Always. And as somebody famously said, don't judge an idea by its abuse. Judge it by its key character, and that is Jesus. So the wisdom that we need to show, we need to seek Jesus. And can I appeal to you this morning as I move on from this? And maybe you're here this morning and you're not yet a believer. Maybe you're here this morning and you sit loosely to all of this stuff. Maybe you're not quite sure you believe it at all. Can I again just encourage you to go back to the Gospels and to read them with an open mind yourself? And even with the prayer, Lord, if this is true, if this is real, please speak to me through it. Will you do that? Wise men sought Jesus. They still do. And then the wise men think about the worship that they brought. I'm not going to dwell on this, but they brought the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh. And we've thought a little bit about how those gifts speak about who this child was. He was a king. Gold for the king. He was a great high priest. The frankincense for the priest who would intercede, who would mediate for the people. There is one mediator between God and man, isn't there? Only one. The man, Christ Jesus. And he was given the myrrh as well because he would die. He would make a great sacrifice. He would lose his life. But he would take it up again. And if you really believe that, then these words from Romans will resonate in your heart. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. What is worship? Is it just coming and singing a few carols at Christmas time? Well, I think it's more than that. Is it just making an appearance on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening for an hour? Well, that's it, over for the week. Now back to the real world. Well, I think it's more than that. It's about giving everything to Jesus and inviting him in to every part of our lives. And we never can know, said the hymn writer, the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. And the last thing is the wonder that we can carry. As we go out into life, and as you go into this Christmas week, folks, and I'm sure there's 101 things on your lists of to do. But you know, Christmas will come. Sorry to have to say this. Christmas will go. And we'll be back into a new year in the will of God. And how will we get on then? Will you be left with the post-Christmas blues? Wishing, oh goodness, it's all over. Wish it was next Christmas again. Or will you have a sense of wonder in your heart? You know what? If it doesn't sound too corny, it can be Christmas every day. because I can carry the Christ with me wherever I go, because he's in here. And I want you to just leave you with this thought. As those wise men traveled back to their homes, as I've said already, back to the mundane life that they may have lived, and as they grew older and as they came to the end of their lives, I'm sure they never ever forgot that day when they bowed before the Christ and they worshipped him. And that in many ways is what should happen in all of our lives. As we go out into life, as we go through the ups and the downs of life and the twists and turns of life and the mundaneness of life at times, wouldn't it be wonderful through an experience of the Holy Spirit to have a real sense of joy and peace and wonder and purpose in our hearts to carry it through all of life? So this morning, we've maybe had many as a surprise. Many surprises, but what a surprise that these wise men would find the Christ. Their wisdom in seeking him, their worship before him, and the wonder that they carried through the rest of their lives. It's a challenge, and it's an inspiration to us all. Amen. A short prayer, and I'll just invite the singers to come up during that. Father, we just want to thank you. And we pray, Lord, that we might have this wisdom in seeking Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we might also worship in presenting our all to Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that we might have this sense of wonder as Christmas comes and goes, and in your will we step into a new year, that the wonder of the Christian message would resonate in all of our hearts. We ask this prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.